Chapter 5. I still couldn't quite believe what I was seeing. Orcs! There were fucking orcs on the Chero Island, and they'd somehow found us. Even worse, the ugly green bastards had captured two of the Chero women and were taking them back to their ship, surely with the intent of doing all sorts of horrific things to them. We weren't gonna let that happen.
Warriors to your Mirax,
Batari commanded.
We can run these intruders down just like we did last time.
I don't think you'll get there in time,
Mira growled.
Your Mirax are fast, but the orcs will be on the other side of the mountain by the time you get mounted and ready to go.
Tyrion, I ordered the silver dragon telepathically.
Yes, sir,
Tyrion replied as he lumbered over and laid his head down on the ground. I hopped up onto the silver-scaled dragon, dug my feet between his shoulder blades, and grabbed onto his neck. Tyrion then took a few massive steps before he took off in a full sprint toward the mountain and hopped up into the air.
We'll keep them from getting too far, I called out to my friends, as Tyrion beat his wings and lifted us into the sky. Just try to get up there as quickly as you can.
I could see the orcs as they bumbled up the side of the mountain, with their torches in one hand and weapons in the other. Then I zeroed in on the two orcs who carried the Chero women over their shoulders, since they were the ones we couldn't allow to escape under any circumstances.
Do you want me to light them up?
Tyrion suggested.
I think I can turn them all to ashes with just one or two quick breaths.
Not until we get the Chero women back. We don't want to risk burning them up in the crossfire. We just need to cut off their escape.
I can do that,
Tyrion agreed.
I've been practicing my intimidating face on the rats of our island. Watch this. I bet it'll scare the green off these guys.
Tyrion increased the speed of his flight, and we soared straight past the orcs ascending the mountain. The silver dragon then did a full 180 in mid-air, continued his trajectory backwards, and slammed into the ground about 100 feet away from the green bastards. The second he was on the ground, Tyrion stomped his foot and unleashed an earth-shaking roar. I was shocked such a horrific sound came from the mouth of the adolescent dragon, but at the same time I couldn't have been prouder of the guy. All of the orcs halted in their tracks when they saw Tyrion's display of dominance. Their eyes went wide as they readied their weapons and panically whispered to each other, but I could tell instantly something was up. The jolly green bastards should have been shitting themselves with terror right now. Yet they were just gawking at Tyrion and I as if we were sideshow freaks at a circus. Finally, one of them spoke.
The Draco Rex is here,
he gasped.
Oh, this is even better than the boss man said it'd be.
Let the women go now, I commanded the orcs as I pointed my sword in their direction. And then maybe I'll consider letting you leave this island with your lives.
That's when I heard the sound you never wanted to hear after making a dire threat. The orcs started to fucking laugh.
Maybe my angry roar wasn't as intimidating as I thought,
Tyrion grumbled.
And what the fuck do you think is so funny? I demanded as I stared down the orcs.
Because those smiles are going to come off your face really, really fast once my dragon here starts turning you into piles of ash. Then I heard the second sound you never wanted to hear. The sound of large wooden wheels squeaking just above us on the peak of the mountain. I glanced back just in time to see four giant siege engines roll up to the edge of the mountain's peak. Two of them were massive ballista, already locked and loaded with bolts the size of a small bus, whose ends were on fire. Another one of the engines looked to be similar to a trebuchet, and the final siege machine had a miniature cannon attached to the top, though I wasn't sure exactly what it was loaded with. Oh, shit. These were dragon-hunting weapons.
Fire!
One of the orcs above commanded.
Tyrion! Let's get the fuck out of here!
The silver dragon let out a scared chuff as he took to the air once again. And not one second later, a ballista bolt slammed into the ground where we'd just stood and shattered the rocky ground into tiny bits. Another oversized arrow swished past us as we flew, but Tyrion was swift enough to bank to the right and dodge its deadly trajectory.
It's going to hit those nice women's homes,
the dragon proclaimed with a twinge of panic in his voice.
Not if you take it out before it gets there. Light it up, and I'll watch your back for more arrows.
I'll do my best,
Tyrion offered. Tyrion inhaled as a warm orange glow began to encircle his mouth,
and at the same time, I turned my head back to see what the green bastards were up to. As I looked back, another fiery bolt was released from the ballista, and it was headed straight for our position. "Bank right!" I ordered the dragon, and he instantly obeyed. I held tight onto Tyrion's scaly neck as his body did a barrel roll to the right, and the ballista bolt shot past us harmlessly. Tyrion quickly positioned himself in the sky, aimed down at the two plummeting bolts, and unleashed his dragon's breath. The white-hot flames disintegrated the first ballista bolt into ash upon impact, and then fanned out so it engulfed the second one, too. The second bolt took an instant longer to destroy, but it was still gone in a flash. As soon as the danger for the Chero village was squashed, Tyrion made a wide bank in the air and came back around for the orcs. They were loading up the two ballista once more, and we were determined not to let them get off another shot. Tyrion hauled back, sucked in air, and prepared to light up the line of bastards. But right as he was about to do so, the mystery siege engine launched its contents. An oversized net, one that was the perfect size for catching a dragon.
"Yikes!"
Tyrion declared, as he turned his attention to the net. It was too wide for Tyrion to dodge, so we only had one shot at getting away. We had to go through it. "Shoot through the net and fly straight ahead," I ordered. Tyrion blasted his fiery breath straight at the incoming projectile. And then, before we even knew if the attack had been successful or not, he shot straight forward like a rocket. We passed through the dragon's flames, and I had to go prone and press myself as tightly as I could against his body to avoid being incinerated. A scorching breeze passed over us both as we shot through the fire and then popped out on the other side. It worked.
"Okay, now you can light them up."
"With pleasure,"
the silver dragon giggled. Suddenly, there was another springy thunk, and another ballista bolt shot our way. Tyrion ducked down to avoid the attack and took aim at the line of siege engines. But then I noticed the on-foot orcs were getting a bit too close to the mountaintop for my comfort.
"Shit, wait. We need to keep the orcs from advancing up the mountain. Fire down in front of them instead."
"But the machines,"
Tyrion muttered.
"We'll get another shot at taking those down. We'll have less of a chance of stopping the guys on foot if they get over the mountain before the Chero can ride them down."
"Hold tight,"
Tyrion warned, before he swished to the right again to avoid another ballista bolt. Tyrion and I rolled through the sky and then came to a stop just above the fleeing orcs. Then the silver dragon blasted his fire breath down onto the ground and forced it to fan out right in front of the small troop of green bastards. They let out a yelp of fear as they all halted in their tracks, but the attack left us at a disadvantage. Every time Tyrion used his flames, it highlighted our position for all to see. There was the sound of two different siege engines at the same time, and I knew we were in trouble.
"Fly straight up as fast as you can," I ordered the adolescent dragon. "Now!"
Tyrion turned his head to the sky, beat his wings, and then rocketed up as quickly as his muscles would take him. Another net and another flaming ballista bolt flew beneath us and missed Tyrion by inches. Without halting his trajectory, Tyrion spun around in the sky, sucked in his breath, and then blasted the net and the bolt with his fire. Both of the projectiles went up in flames in an instant, and their remains fluttered downward like ashen snow. I was actually kind of impressed with the orc's strategy. The fuckers probably knew that they couldn't take on all of my dragons by themselves, so this time they brought along a few little toys to help them out. And so far, their plan was working. Even though Tyrion was fast enough to dodge the orcs' attacks, our enemies seemed to be firing with a sporadic pattern that allowed them to reload before we could mount a counterattack. At the same time, every second we spent focused on the siege engines was a second we weren't pushing back the orcs on the ground. These orcs may have been crude, knuckle-dragging morons, but they definitely knew how to do battle.
"Where is the rest of the crew?"
Tyrion asked.
"We can end all this once they get here."
"We just have to keep them at bay for a bit, and it'd help a hell of a lot if we could take down a couple of these siege engines while we're at it."
"As you can see,"
Tyrion huffed.
"That's a lot easier said than done."
"All we need is one good shot," I reminded the dragon.
"Again?"
The silver-scaled adolescent snorted.
"Easier said than done."
As the two of us dodged another ballista bolt, I looked down to see if my friends had made any progress toward the battle. And sure enough,
I could see several specks of torchlight as they scurried through the Chero village. The Chero warriors had finally gotten to their Mirax and were headed our way. I could see George was leading the charge, with Mira attached to his back, and I saw the distinctive figures of the rest of my crewmates as they rode atop the giant ants.
"They're on their way," I told Tyrion. "But they've got a lot of ground to cover, so we'll have to hold these bastards for a bit longer."
"I really wish we'd paid attention to how fast a Mirax moves,"
Tyrion gulped.
"Then we'd at least know how long we have to last."
"Word of advice, Tyrion," I joked as the dragon dodged another ballista bolt. "You'd better figure out the answer to that question before you start courting a girl dragon."
"Very funny,"
Tyrion snorted sarcastically. Tyrion made another pass at the orcs on the ground, and this time he unleashed a blast of fiery breath so hot it made the rocky mountain ground glow red like coals. The orcs halted in place once more and snarled, though this time they seemed more annoyed than before. That was probably because their little plan wasn't working as well as they'd hoped. Tyrion and I were still very much alive, and we fully intended to fuck their shit up.
"Pull!"
an orc voice commanded from above. The next thing I knew, I heard the sound of a mechanical release, followed immediately by creaking wood. Then I watched in horror as the arm of the trebuchet machine lurched upward and launched a massive rock nearly the size of Tyrion into the air.
"Should I blast that one too?"
Tyrion gasped.
"Ah, shit! Shit, shit, shit! Your flames won't melt it in time! All that will do is..."
Before I could finish my sentence, Tyrion was forced to duck down underneath another incoming bolt. The sudden movement caused my body to pull away from the dragon, and for a brief second, I was helplessly suspended in the air. Then gravity took over quickly and slammed me back down onto Tyrion with a rough thud. I instantly turned back toward the Chero village and felt my heart sink into my stomach. And we watched helplessly as the boulder slammed into one of the clay buildings and sent a massive chunk splintering into oblivion.
"No," I muttered to myself. "Tyrion, we need to take out that trebuchet before it does any more damage."
"What about the other ones?"
the dragon asked.
"We'll worry about those later. If we don't move fast, they're going to destroy the whole Chero village."
Now we were really fucked. I had no idea how Tyrion and I could keep up dodging the ballista and the nets while also protecting the Chero village and keeping the orcs from advancing. Something was about to give, and I had a sinking feeling it was going to be Tyrion and me. Another flaming bolt shot past our position, so Tyrion flipped around and incinerated it in a flash. We then turned back to the trebuchet, which was just being reloaded, and headed straight for it. Tyrion inhaled deeply as he began to summon flames into his mouth, and that's when the net came at us. Tyrion and I were so focused on the trebuchet we didn't notice the net until it was too late. The body of the net hit us from the side, and then the weighted balls on its ends whipped around us and hugged us in a constrictive embrace. I wasn't quite sure what this shit was made out of, but it was heavy. So heavy, in fact, that they held Tyrion's wings down against his body.
"Ben!"
Tyrion cried out.
"Ah, I can't flap my wings!"
Tyrion let out a few labored, panicked breaths as he struggled to move his wing muscles. But it was no use. The two of us plummeted straight down into the ground, hit it hard with a sharp thud, and then rolled down the mountain a few dozen feet before we came to a stop.
"Hold on, Tyrion,"
I muttered as I shook my head and tried to stop seeing stars.
I'll get us out of here in a second."
My sword was pinned down to my side by the constrictive net, and I could barely do much other than move it forward a few inches. My left hand, however, was similarly pinned down near my waist, and it was only an inch or two away from the hilt of my pink stone dagger.
If I could just get to it.
"Draco Rex is down!"
the orcs cheered happily and threw their arms up in celebration.
"The Draco Rex is down!"
"Not so tough without your dragon, are ya?"
another orc taunted from afar.
"Once we kill you and your little runt here, we're gonna go down there and take the rest of those horned women."
another voice cackled.
"Can you burn the area in front of you?"
I asked Tyrion, as my hand wrapped around my dagger.
"Maybe you can wiggle your head out if you do that."
"But if I do that, the orcs will be able to see us,"
the dragon warned.
Shit, that's right.
Tyrion and I may have both had the ability to see in the dark, but the orcs didn't. They had already lighted their ballista once more and were now scanning the dark landscape in the hopes of finding us. If that happened, we were sitting ducks.
On second thought, maybe don't use your breath. I'll see what I can do.
Suddenly, a ballista bolt thundered forward and stabbed into the ground about 100 feet away from our current position. The first shot the orcs took was in vain, but it was way too close for my comfort. I had to get us out of here, and fast.
Draco Rex!
One of the orc bastards whistled into the darkness.
Where are ya?
My heart hammered in my chest as I slowly pulled my dagger free of its sheath and held on for dear life. I was so constricted by the net that I didn't dare make any sudden movements or loosen my grip. If I dropped the dagger, it was all over. The weapon would fall out of my reach, and the orcs would eventually find us and bludgeon us to death with their clubs or shank us with their swords. Even though he wasn't saying anything, I could tell Tyrion was in a state of panic as well. I could feel his heart pounding through his thick scales, so much so that it felt like I was sitting in a car with a subwoofer. But even without his rapid heartbeat and squirminess, I could sense through our dragon bond that Tyrion was in distress. I pressed the sharp edge of the knife up against one of the threads of the net and began to saw it back and forth.
Come on, just a little bit longer.
Another ballista bolt stabbed into the ground a few dozen feet away from the first. Thankfully, it was in the opposite direction of where we actually were located, but it was still enough of a surprise to make me jump and nearly lose my grip.
Ben?
Tyrion gulped.
Hang on, buddy, I whispered to the dragon. I'm almost through the first one.
I gave one final pass over the thread with my blade, and the thread separated in two. My hand instantly slid out through the new hole in the net, so I breathed a sigh of relief. Still, we weren't free just yet. I got to work on another one of the net's threads, and dragged my blade across it feverishly.
Where in the bloody fuck did they go?
One of the orcs growled.
And how much of a stupid fuck do you gotta be to miss a fucking dragon?
Oh, I'd like to see you try, you fat-headed cocksucker!
One of the orcs behind the ballista replied.
Watch your goddamn mouth!
The first orc snarled.
Or I'll come up there and gut you like a fucking boar!
That's right. Keep fighting with each other. Pay no attention to the man and the dragon about to escape.
That was when the trebuchet went off again, and I watched in horror as it flung another giant boulder up into the air and down toward the Chero village. There was nothing I could do but stare on helplessly as the rock plummeted in the direction of the clay structures.
Swear! No!
I heard Batari's voice scream from somewhere down the mountain. A small red figure flew up into the sky with the speed and grace of a rocket-propelled noodle. His tiny fur-covered body snaked through the air as he headed straight toward the boulder, stopped directly in its trajectory, and hovered in place. Then the little guy inhaled deeply, pulled his head backward, and unleashed a tempest breath from the deepest depths of his body. Swaer's wind attack hit the boulder head-on. Then, much to my surprise, the boulder stopped in mid-air, and it suddenly began to jarringly hover in place, like it was being lifted up by the grasp of an invisible twister.
Is that a bloody wind dragon?
One of the orcs gasped. Swaer inhaled once more, blew on the rock, and then sent the boulder in the opposite direction. The orcs at the top of the hill screamed like bitches as the giant rock careened toward their position. But there was nothing they could do.
Hold your ground, men!
One of the orcs declared.
I'll fuck your ground!
Another one cried.
I'm getting the fuck out of here! You bloody cowards!
The first orc growled.
Get back here before I rip off your balls and...
Before he could finish his threat, the boulder slammed into the trebuchet and sent it splintering into a million pieces. I saw a splurt of blood launch out from underneath the rock as it smashed the brave orc where he stood, and then I saw a few more of the green bastards come up over the side of the hill.
They've got a wind dragon!
An orc declared.
Focus all your fire on him until the ugly silver fucker comes back!
They're gonna attack Swaer!
Tyrion gasped.
We gotta get out of here, Ben.
I'm trying, I reminded the dragon. If I can just get one more of these things, then I... There!
My dagger blade snapped the tension of another thread of the net, and I finally had a wide enough space for me to slip through.
It was going to be a tight fit, but I was going to try anyway. I ducked down slightly, leaned over so my head was poking out through the hole, and then began to climb out. It was a ridiculously tight squeeze, but I was slowly able to shimmy my way through and then out to freedom. I fell out onto the ground, hopped back up to my feet, and then got to work cutting through the rest of the net.
Swire!
Batari's voice screamed once more.
Get back down here!
I wanted to scream at her it was a bad idea, but I also didn't want to give away our position. If Swire returned to the rest of my crew, he'd give them away, and once that happened, it would be like open season for the orcs. That only left me with one option. I had to get Tyrion out, and I needed to get him out fast. Now that I wasn't constricted by the net myself, it was easy to move around to the different threads and tear them apart with my dagger. A ballista bolt shot over our heads, and I gulped as I watched it head right at Swire. The little wind breather didn't even act phased. Swire unleashed another gust of wind, put out the fire at the bolt's end, and sent it harmlessly off into the plains of the savannah. I was finally able to cut through a few more pieces of the net, enough to let Tyrion through. The silver dragon scampered out of his restraints, shook his body like a dog drying off, and then stood tall as he spread his wings.
Now can I light them on fire?
His eyes narrowed as he stared down the ballista. Now you can light them on fire, I grinned. Get to it, buddy.
You're not coming with me?
Tyrion asked. I'm going after the captured Cheros. Hopefully the others will be here soon to help, but I can't sit back and let those bastards try and escape. Now, go off and give them hell, Tyrion.
With pleasure.
A smile spread up Tyrion's thin, scaly lips, and then he took to the sky.
Ah, shit,
one of the panicked orcs cried out.
There's the dragon! Take aim, boys, and—
Before the orc could get out the last part of his command, Tyrion unleashed a blast of white-hot flames down onto the closest ballista. The wood and iron construct was incinerated in a flash, as were the orcs I assumed were stationed there. However, there was still a second ballista and a net launcher to be dealt with, and I watched as Tyrion swooped up and out of the way of an incoming bolt, and then quickly had to roll out of the way of a flying net. As much as I wanted to go up there and help the silver dragon out, I figured he'd be able to handle himself against two measly siege engines. Besides, I had bigger things to worry about, like getting these Chera women back and driving the orcs away from the island. I scanned the scorched battlefield to see if I could find the orcs who carried the captured rhino women. These orcs in particular would be distinct in the fact that they wouldn't carry torches, as they had a captive in one hand and most likely a weapon in the other. Eventually, I spotted the two bastards, and sure enough, each one had a poor, limp Chera woman slung over their shoulders. Both orcs carried a club in their free hands, and they looked around frantically, as if they were just waiting on somebody to come and try to take their prize. Challenge accepted. The only problem was that there was a small army of orcs between the two kidnappers and myself. Sure, I could probably try to sneak all the way around, out of sight of the ugly green bastards. But that would take way too much time. On the other hand, trying to charge straight into a battle where I was horrifically outnumbered wasn't a good call either. I may have had the advantage of night vision over these guys, but the second I was close enough to strike, they'd be able to see me in the light of their torches. Still, I had to try. Tyrion was preoccupied with the remaining two siege engines, and I didn't know how much longer it would take for my crewmates to arrive on the scene. I needed to act, and I needed to act now. Stealth was probably the best approach, so I unsheathed my dagger, focused in on the closest orc to me, and then began to sneak up on him like a ninja in the night. The orc was probably about 200 feet away from me, and the light of his torch illuminated a few feet out from his position. I closed the gap in no time and waited just outside his line of sight. Then I went in for the kill. I leapt into the light, slashed my pink stone dagger across the bastard's throat, and then threw my hand against his mouth before he could scream. Warm red blood gushed out from his fresh wound and splattered at my feet. The orc tried to sound the alarm, but my hand muffled his sounds until all he could do was gurgle helplessly. His eyes turned lifeless as his body went limp, and then I tossed him to the side like a rag doll. The next few orcs were all gathered together in a large cluster,
and I wasn't quite sure how the hell I was going to get past them in one piece. Maybe if I got the jump on them, I could kill one or two before they gave away my position, but then I'd be outnumbered and ousted. Maybe trying to sneak around was the way to go. That was when I saw the kidnapper orcs make their move. With the deadly dragon now distracted, both of the filthy orcs began up the mountain again. There was now no way I could get to them before they got over the peak, not with the way things were going. If I wanted to save the two Chera women, I needed to do something much more drastic. Fucking hell, I needed to make myself a distraction. By now, I was sure every single orc had heard stories about me, and I was even more sure they all would love nothing more than to have the title of Draco Rex Killer, and I was about to give them all a chance. It was a really bad idea, but I was all out of good ones. I just hoped the rest of the Chera women weren't too far away. I sheathed my dagger, drew my sword, and then charged straight for the small cluster of orcs. When I got up close, I stabbed my sea glass blade right through one of the bastard's backs and out through his chest from behind. He let out a surprised gasp before his body went limp. But I didn't even have time to savor his defeat. I yanked the blade out of his chest and then quickly parried a blow from another orc's iron sword. But before I could reorient myself, a club slammed into my stomach. All the air in my lungs felt like it was sucked out with a vacuum hose as I flew back and landed firmly on my ass. I rolled off to the right as the orc's club came down where I was sitting, and then I hopped up to my knees and lashed out at the fucker. There was a wet schluck, followed by a horrific scream, as my blade cut through the orc's arm, right underneath the shoulder, like a hot knife through butter. I watched with smug satisfaction as the orc's arm fell away onto the ground, and he helplessly clutched at the geyser of blood that came from his artery. As my opponent bled out, the other two orcs from the group rushed me at the same time. And these two guys both had iron swords and a look of pure bloodlust in their eyes. Then I heard the words I really dreaded hearing.
"It's the Draco Rex," an orc from afar gasped. "He's all alone."
Welp, it looked like my plan had worked. Hooray, I guess. I ducked out of the way of the first orc's sword, blocked the attack of the second one, and then came back around and slashed my sword across one of the green bastard's abdomen. The orc's face fell as my blade cut through his flesh and muscle and eviscerated him like a gutted fish, and he sputtered as his lower body opened up like an overripe grapefruit until his guts fell out at his feet. I kicked the dying orc away from me, turned back to the other attacker, and blocked his blade seconds before it would have severed my head from my shoulders. This time, the orc lashed out at me with his burning torch, but I swiftly knocked it away with my own weapon. Now that both of his arms were out to his side, the fucker was completely unprotected. I let out a grunt of frustration as I skewered the orc's heart with my sea glass blade, watched him go limp, and then yanked my blade from his body as it fell. When I turned around to see the incoming onslaught of orcs, my heart seemed to freeze in place. Every single orc on the battlefield was headed in my direction, including the ones who held the Chera women captive. To make matters worse, I could see there were now even more orcs coming over the mountain to join the fray. My hypothesis was correct. Every single one of these jolly green bastards wanted to be the one to kill me. Well, even if this was the end, I was going to make them work for it. "All right, motherfuckers," I growled as I held my sword at the ready. "Which one of you wants the title the most?"